Listener Production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. Police have laid charges over a double fatality on Dorrigo Mountain. A car collided with a motorbike on Waterfall Way early yesterday afternoon, killing the rider and his passenger, a 54-year-old man and a 15-year-old girl. The 34-year-old driver wasn't injured. He's facing Coffs Harbour Court today, charged with dangerous and negligent driving. Those on the priority wait list for social housing on the mid-north coast are waiting longer than they were 12 months ago. The latest stats from Homelessness New South Wales show it's taking nearly 6 months to find housing and more than 2 years if you're not on the priority list. CEO Dom Rowe says there's a simple solution.
The government needs to build 5,000 new social homes each year for the next decade to move us from 1 in 20 social homes to 1 in 10 social homes.
An alarming study is highlighting the need for better access to CPR training. Monash Uni's found Nambucca Valley is among the areas which have a higher than average rate of cardiac arrest, but fairly low levels of CPR training. Professor Janet Bray hopes it serves as a wake-up call.
It's not that surprising in that these regions tend to have higher rates of heart disease, which is a common cause of cardiac arrest. And it's clear that the message around how to perform CPR hasn't penetrated in these regions either.
And the Coffs Harbour Show is back for its 110th year, with gates opening this morning. No doubt the rides and show bags will be as popular as ever. Chris Hennessy from the Showman's Guild says Sideshow Alley is the biggest in a decade.
We've got plenty of rides, plenty of games, plenty of attractions, plenty of kids' stuff. We've got a kids' roller coaster, which has never been to Coffs Harbour before.
In Group 2 footy, Sawtell's looking to go back-to-back tomorrow. They're at home to Grafton, who are coming off the bye. Elsewhere, Maxville hosts South Grafton and Mugulga travel to Coffs. In Waratah League basketball, the Port Macquarie Dolphins are at home tomorrow. The men's side take on Blacktown, while the women's team plays local rivals Coffs Harbour. And in the NRL last night, the Storm thrashed South Sydney 54-20.